welcome back to New England.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Were there ever any other options for you? I mean, when you got this call, was it like, this is it?
Being here, it's obviously a special place, and I've always had a lot of respect for Mr. Kraft and really the whole organization and a lot of the players here. Still got a lot of friends on the team, so I just thought that it made a lot of sense for me to come back here and try to help this team win some ball games.
In a lot of ways, does it feel like 2007 all over again, getting the band back together?
Well, that was so long ago, so it's 5 years later, so a lot has changed since then, and within that process last year, being with the Redskins didn't make the playoffs, and that's that's something that I wanted to have an opportunity, obviously, with me getting a little older up in age, and just wanted to have an opportunity to put a championship on the end of my name. And I think we're one of many teams that has an opportunity to do that this year.
There's a big field at the wide receiver position, a lot of numbers. What's your feeling about the competition and your place in it?
It's going to be good competition. We're all friends. We all have known each other for a while and respected each other's games. So we're going to make each other better. We've been doing that now with the workouts and, just really having fun. And the real fun gets to start on Monday when we start practice. So, who knows how it'll play out, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling healthy and ready to go.
What was it like mentally and emotionally walking back into that room?
It was interesting. It was a little weird feeling. It was kind of surreal, but I think it took about a week or so to get adjusted and to really realize that I am back. It's not just a dream, and it's been good being back and seeing a lot of the same familiar faces, friendly faces. So it's been good. It's been 5 years, but not much has changed other than all the restaurants and stuff around here. That's a big difference.
The day that you signed, you tweeted, this time it will be different. What's going to be different?
I'm a lot more mature now than I was then. I feel like I'm playing better. I'm in a better place mentally, physically, and I just felt like at that time I was still trying to mature and grow into a professional athlete, and I feel like I'm a lot further down the road than I was last time.
Does it help maybe with the appreciation that you've played with other quarterbacks now who aren't named Tom Brady over the last couple of years?
That helps a little bit. I've always kept in touch with Tom. We've been friends even before I got here the first time. So I've kept in touch with him, and he's obviously done well. And like I said, hopefully I can be a part of that this season.
You were able to have some success right off the bat in 2007. What's it take for a wide receiver to come in and have some success right away with a guy like Brady in this offense?
Well, I think the main thing is, this offense is pretty much different than any other offense that I've been in, at least in the NFL. It's not a West Coast offense. It's got its own deal, and obviously it's had a lot of success. Even with Josh leaving, I think what 08 or 09, and still successful here. And Josh took it to Denver and St. Louis, and they put up some good numbers. So you just have to put in the time, and it's like I said, it's not like any other offense. So something that you have to do is really put in the time and understand. But it's like anything else. Once you get the hang of it, and you get familiarity with the whole thing, then it can do some good things for you.
It's obviously very early in the process, but are you starting to notice similarities between now and where you were back in 2007?
As far as
this offense, I'm sorry.
The offense is like I said, Josh, with him coming back, I think that, he'll obviously incorporate some of the stuff that he's picked up over the past couple of years. And a lot of the stuff that they did here when he was gone is pretty much still a lot of it is similar when I was here last. So, you just have to get familiar with it again. And that's one thing I've been doing right now, is really trying to keep my head in the playbook. Because once you're comfortable with the offense, then, that's the easy part.
Have you noticed anything different about McDaniels this time around?
He put on some weight. Don't tell him I said that. No, no. Josh is still the same fiery guy he was when I was here last. And, you know, I think obviously hadn't, you know, we've only been around for a few weeks now. But I think with him having the experience of being the head coach for a while and leaving here and coming back, I'm sure his mentality is a little different. And he probably understands things a little better, so that can only help us out.
Do you think the numbers you put up against New England last season helped get you back here?
Maybe. Maybe. Whatever it was, though, I'm glad it happened.
You mentioned you're more mature now. How much of that is because of the accident and everything that you went through with that?
A lot of it. You know, just the year I was out and just sitting around and you know, watching my teammates play, watching my friends play, you know, it was not a good feeling. It's the same. Even when you're hurt, you know, guys never want to miss games. And yeah, any time you miss something that you appreciate in life or that you love in life, you know, if you have an opportunity to get it back, then you always have a better appreciation for it the next time.
You said you think you're a better receiver now. How have you changed as a wide receiver? What is it about you that you think you're better than you were when you were here in 07?
I think I just back then I was really more reliant on my talent, and you know, now that I'm going into my 10th year, you know, I've just I think I run better routes now and understand different coverages and what teams are trying to do, and that's a big thing, because you always hear people say this game is 90% mental and 10% physical. I don't know who came up with that percentage, but I would say that it's fairly accurate, because you know, certain reasons. I mean, you just look at a guy like not by any means, don't take this wrong, like I'm comparing myself to Jerry Rice, but Jerry Rice wasn't the most talented guy, but he's the best receiver to ever play this game, just because he understood what defenses were trying to do. He understood the little nuances of zone coverages and things like that, and that's something that I've gotten a lot better at as I've gotten older in my career.
Do you kick yourself then from a few years back? So, man, if I knew this then, if I knew now what I know then, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I think I think anything, you know, hindsight is always 20/20, and you know, yeah, definitely if I could go back to like 2003, you know, then I would. I'd have a lot better career, but you know, here I am, 31 years old. And you know, still trying to make things happen. And like I said, I feel good, I feel healthy, and you know, guys are working hard right now. So you know, we're all looking forward to Monday and getting ready for practice.
And Dante, and with all the wide receivers that are on this roster, is there a key for you to, you know, stick here and make an impact?
I think the most important thing for me is just to make sure that I know all of my assignments and to know where I'm supposed to line up, and then once I'm comfortable with that, then just go out and do my job. And that's one thing that Bill always preaches is don't worry about anything else. Just do your job. And that's, you know, I feel like if I do that, then I'll have a good shot.
What's the expectation on Monday?
Do your job. No, I mean, I think guys are, you know, we didn't have an off season last year with the lockout. This year it's a little different. With the rule changes, but you know, it's always exciting when you can get back out there, put the helmets on, and you know, when you can finally start easing out of the weight room and the conditioning part of it, and get into actually practicing in football specific things, then that's always a fun part. So guys are excited. I think obviously I feel we had a good draft class, picked up some guys in the off season, and you know, right now we're just trying to put this thing together. We got, I'm not sure how many coaching sessions, but Monday will be the fun day, and I'm sure everyone's looking forward to it.
You signed a bunch of one-year contracts. Does that give you a different kind of perspective than you had at the beginning of your career?
I'm not sure. I think it just, you know, you come to the reality that, you know, it's basically you have one shot to prove yourself, and then, you know, whatever happens after that is really up to me and my performance.